Okay, we're on live, Stephen. And I know it's Father's Day, so happy future Father's Day. I know you're getting married in a couple of months, and you guys are going to have little ones too as well. And I'm excited for you both. And I also know that making money to and so you can give your kids, you go, oh, I don't want to spoil them. Well, we always do. So, but you are the millionaire maker, and you've got, and you're like a motivational, inspirational coach speaker too, as well. So I appreciate that. And I know that you have got different ways to make money online. And how do you get clients online? How do you make money online? I know that you're like got your hands in different things, investments, and magic, which is amazing. What I read an article about it actually today from or yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on Instagram. Yeah, I did. So,
awesome.
So tell us what's going on. How do we make money? What kind of investments? What do you want to talk about with helping people get clients online? Because you can talk about anything, I know, because you're a businessman. You're the millionaire maker.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Well, so I guess
take it away.
So I guess I started doing online marketing from because I got involved with the Magic and the group of people that I'm with. If other people have listened to the other shows, we do a lot of online marketing. And so I learned the space pretty well, and I actually found a system that allows me to be able to do the same kind of marketing, because basically I've been doing marketing for Enagic, which is my main focus, and I love the products are, like, absolutely amazing, like, totally, like, I love Enagic, right? But I also realized that I gained some skills online marketing and learning the space that allowed me to also be able to market for small businesses. So now I actually brought my mom on board. She's been doing real estate and like auditing and five different things, you know. So now she's getting involved with being able to help small businesses grow and be able to market for them online. And basically what I've been doing is connecting customers with businesses, you know, like loan officers or tow truck companies. There's a wide variety of different niches that I've been able to market for, and it's pretty good, because what it does is it helps the small businesses to grow, and as they grow and succeed, then you also succeed, you know. So I've been doing that, and that's pretty promising. I try to get my hands in a little bit of everything. I use up all my free time with everything, but it's worth it. And yeah, you know, the ultimate goal is so that, me and my lady can start having, kids after we get married. I mean, we're going to get married in September, and then, we're looking to maybe get a house within a year from that. And then we'll start. Maybe next Father's Day I'll be close.
But well, closer
so
than you are this
you know,
day,
it's,
but
it's
you're
in
still
the
close. Close.
Yeah.
There you go. I love that. Anyway, you guys are sweet. So sweet couple. So you want to build a life for you and your family, right? And if somebody wanted to – go ahead. I'm sorry, because I want to hear what you have to say.
Oh, no. Well, I was just going to add, like, working online allows you to – be able to do it from anywhere, you know. Like right now we live in Southern California, which is great for business and different stuff, like any kind of job, you know. Like if you were to move out to like the country or somewhere more secluded, you wouldn't be able to make the same kind of money that you make in like a big city or, you know, Orange County, LA County or anything like that. So being able to build an online presence and an online, multiple online companies, and then she has some online stuff that she's got in the works that's going to be really good. And I think sooner than later we'll have her on here if that's okay with you. Maybe.
Oh,
she can,
I'd love to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
She can share.
So,
cause, yeah.
Yeah. I think it would be good. Yeah, and so, that's what we're both working on. But yeah, working online is great, because all you need is Wi-Fi or internet, you know, and you can make as much money, you know, in, you know, the Philippines as you can in anywhere in America. You know, you could do it from anywhere in the world, really, you know. Even helping small businesses grow, it's a remote job, you know, so you can do it from anywhere, you know. You could have customers on the East Coast, the West Coast, different businesses that you're working with all across the United States, Canada, wherever, you know, wherever the help's needed. And there's actually people that have been doing the same thing that I'm doing from the Philippines, from Taiwan. I think there's a few people in the UK that I've been talking to. But yeah, from all over. So yeah, that's the goal. But I didn't mean to cut off your. I know you had something you were.
I know
about it, right?
It's okay. You said you can work from anywhere, okay, and that's what you're doing, and you're showing others how to work from anywhere. I know, and that's
yes.
a good thing. So when you say working online with, I know that you do a lot with the virtual coin, Bitcoin. I'm using that word, but
yeah.
what. The Bitcoin.
Yeah,
so
what I do, what
can you
I
help
do is
people
focus.
With that, or?
Yeah, I can. I mean,
yeah.
if people are looking or have questions about any of it, yeah, I'd be more than happy to help them to grow a portfolio and establish it first off, you know, but then to grow it. I mean, I've been doing it for a few years now, and I don't know if anybody doesn't really know too much about it. Basically, there's a lot going on, but when I got into it, it was right,
right.
before it started booming and going up, and I think most everybody heard about Bitcoin around 2017, and I got in before that, and yeah, I was still learning the space and kind of messing with stuff, and if you don't know what you're doing, you could lose money. I didn't lose money necessarily, like I but I could have had a lot more money if I knew exactly what to do and when to do it, you know? So, the last couple of years have been a little bit of a learning curve, but I know the space really well. And, I, even though it was a learning curve and, you know, last year, I think everything was going down. It's a lot of people think of it like the stocks, but it's completely different.
How so?
It does look like it, like there's charts and technical analysis and stuff like that with crypto, but basically, I'm still way up, but I had a $1,000 investment in 2000, I think I made it in November of 2017, and everything started going up in December and January of 2017, and the $1,000. I think by January, I think I had put like 1,100 or 1,200 total, and
right.
had like over $28,000 just with that one investment, you know. Yeah,
that's
so,
amazing.
I mean,
it's
insane. You're not gonna get that with a bank. I think banks, you're lucky if you get 1 to 2% interest on your money that you
right.
keep in a bank, you know. And inflation, as everyone knows, is even worse than the 1 or 2%. So really, technically, you're losing your money by keeping it in a bank account, you know, in a savings or anything. You have to use your money and make it work for you. And if you're not doing that, you're always going to be in a struggling state, really, you know. If you're not reinvesting your money, whether it's in real estate or, you know, crypto or the stocks or something. Stocks are, honestly, I think stocks, because I was doing stocks a long time before I found out about crypto, because when I first found out about crypto, I was like, why would anybody want to invest in something that's made up? It's just like, Bitcoin's not even real. It's like a freaking, you know, somebody just made it up one day, and it's like people are paying into this thing. Like, I didn't understand it, you know? And I was like, that's the dumbest idea
right.
ever. But then once I investigated into it, because I had some friends actually through a Nagic that got me into the crypto space, and because they were investing their money into it, the money they were making online. And I was like, yeah, I'll check it out. And I didn't really have too big of hopes, but the more and more I started learning about it, the more I realized, I was like, wow, actually, this is the future, you know? And like, honestly, right now it's, I mean, like everything, there's banks, Fidelity, New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, all the stock markets and like Wall Street, and banking institutions and hedge funds are getting into it right now. They've been looking at it for the last, since the beginning of 2008, about, you know, they've been looking into it. And yeah, I think there's a company called Bakkt, and it's actually ran by ICE, which is a branch of the New York Stock Exchange, I believe. And they just announced yesterday that they're going to be launching in July. So once that happens, they already have institutional investors. And I mean, once that happens, it should be going even way up a lot more. So yeah, if anybody has any questions or anything, like, I don't make money off of it, but I'd be happy to share, you know, like any insight, or if you have any questions, I can answer them. I don't mind. I like helping people. So yeah, I'll just reach out. Happy to help.
That's cool. So I have to tell you this. In 2000 and January 2018, big things that I chose doing the yearly sessions, yearly readings that I do, I said that Bitcoin, virtual coins, were going to be the big thing to invest in for the next, I think, 3 or 4 years. Okay, so it's going to have huge growth. Yeah. So.
Well, yeah, it is.
Anyway,
and
I know
they... investing in the internet before it really, you know, like in the 80s or something, like if you would have invested in the internet and everybody was like, what the hell, why would you, that doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
You know, so
right.
Yeah, kind of the
right.
Same deal.
Yeah. Or Apple, right? Could you imagine if you invested in Apple and Steve, you know, Steve Jobs? So this is something new, and I have to go over a couple things that for this year that I predicted. So anyway, we'll see. Mm-hmm. And I know
that you can find
clients on. What was my question?
Well, I was going to ask you, what'd you predict for this year? I'm kind of curious.
No, we didn't. So I'll talk to you about it before, but you and I'll come on and I want to get your feel for it, because you're incredibly intuitive. And I know that you meditate. I know, and you guys who are listening now or listening later, Stephen has an incredible intuition and connection to, you know, so what do people call it? Sometimes they feel like it's something that is not, you can't see or hear. You just have to know it. He has a knowing about things and what's going to be good. And on that note, you did the Bitcoin, and it wasn't that big of a deal when you did it. Now it's becoming bigger and more people are jumping on the bandwagon to do it. So here's my question to you. You market, you have companies that you market for now, right? You do marketing for small businesses, and do you do sales funnels for them, or have you got a way to do that? And how do you find your clients? And
usually, I can run advertising for clients on, on Facebook or through Google, for my own company, but, usually I'll reach out to different companies and see what they have for advertising, how it's working out for them, what their budget is, their cost, and what their return on their investment is. And then I'll go from there. And usually my minimum for helping a company to grow, depends what niche, but usually the minimum is $500 a month, which is actually extremely cheap when it comes to advertising for a company. But it can go a lot pricier. But basically what I do is, like, let's use tow trucks, for example, right? So every tow, you know, they make anywhere from, you know, $200, $300, $400 on a tow. And when somebody needs a tow, they need it now, you know? And if they don't have AAA or something, they're going to Google it, right? They're going to be like, oh, nearest tow truck company near me. Well, when you search on Google, the first couple websites that come up, you'll see it'll say like ad, like in the small little ad box in the corner of the link. And that's people that they're paying per click, you know, for their site to be up there. And so I know how to do that. And then also I offer SEO packages to the companies. That's considered like clientele now, you know, you kind of want to do a well-rounded, like a holistic approach when you're advertising and trying to grow your business. So what I offer is I offer customers now, which would be like pay-per-click or Facebook advertising. It all depends on the niche, on like what angles you want to take. But I have a system that works, and it's been proven over and over again. And then there's customers later, which is like SEO. And basically when you have a company website and somebody Googles, you know, best tow truck company in Orange County or LA County or whatever, you know, well, the ones that
right.
are organic, that don't have the little ad next to them, but they're on the first page, that's because they've had somebody do SEO for them. They've basically, and a lot of SEO companies will charge, I think it was an electrician. He was paying like $8,000 a month or something for SEO. And, I mean, I don't charge anywhere near that, but I have a whole system. I can run analytics on your website to see how fast it is, where we can optimize with keywords and different stuff that get it to the front of Google search engine, you know. And so SEO, by the way, is what it stands for, search engine optimization. And so
right.
that's what I've been working on, and that's what I've been doing. And it actually helps customers. Like, what we found is about the statistics on Google are that about 50% of people will click on, you know, the first couple links, which are the ads, which would be customers now route. And then the other 50% click on which would be our customers later route, which would be like the SEO on the organic. Like, they'll skip over the ads and they'll click on the first link that they see that doesn't have an ad, you know. But I think it's either 92 or 93% of people never get off of the first page of Google to search for whatever they're going to, whatever
right.
site they're looking for, you know? So that's the importance of having, you know, your website at the top of the, of Google, you know. And I can do that for anywhere from lowest is probably, you know, 500 to 750 a month, and the highest would probably be, you know, $2,000 to $3,000 a month for that kind of optimization on your website. It just depends on how complicated and how much work it needs, you know. If it needs work, we even help with website design and what's going to get your page seen more, because Google, they have an algorithm that basically it determines the efficiency and like how good the site is. So that's how you have to kind of rank it up, you know. We have another one that's kind of it's kind of customers now and customers later, because, you know, as everybody knows, businesses need to have good ratings too, you know. And so we also do brand repair, or basically, like, we keep the brand of the company at a good ranking, and we will help them to grow, like, their ratings, you know. Like, if they have, like, a 3.5-star rating, you know, they're not going to be getting as many clicks as, like, a 4 or 5-star rating, you know. So what we do is we try to help with that, and that'll bring customers sooner, and it'll also be a good long-term investment for a company to invest in that, you know. So so that's kind of like the main three categories that I've been using to help companies grow. You got any questions, or does it sound pretty cool?
Because I
love it.
Yeah, it sounds great what you're saying and doing. So I was looking at some of my stuff that I had, you know, and there's a lady coming in and she's talking about Facebook ads. And marketing your page, Facebook marketing your page. Is that something that you do, or you would recommend, or can you help people with that? Or is it something that's
definitely
not a good thing?
Yeah, it can build a good brand awareness. I can't remember how many people are on Facebook, but it's an insane number across the world, right? So, yeah.
Right.
I mean, yeah, building a good business page on Facebook is definitely important for the company. And what it does is it also gets your name out there through Facebook, especially if you offer services that aren't only local. I mean, you can advertise with the way that Facebook works is you can advertise locally or you can advertise globally. You know, it just depends where you want to go with
okay.
it. But either way, yeah, I would say I have a business page on there, and I think it's definitely important to have a good Facebook page and good brand awareness on Facebook, and then also Instagram. You know, you're the one that was telling me, more about Instagram.
Okay.
And yeah, there's, you know, so
they got 1 billion users on there too as well. So just so you know,
on Instagram,
a billion, over a billion.
Wow.
So here's another one that's coming up, okay? And I got this is a couple of months ago, and I got a really strong message about that there was something new coming in social media. And it's called Pillow Fort. It's right now you can only use the demo part of it, and if you pay $5, you can actually go on there. But it's really, really cool. Tumblr went shut down because of their adult content that they were allowing. So this Pillow Fort stepped up, and now it's just amazing what the potential is there. And I got a strong feeling about that, or a message about it, that it was going to be something that people could use for business. Their infrastructure is not they're building the infrastructure, and I'm not sure when it's going to be outward. Doesn't cost anything to get on, but what is $5 to check it out right now? You know, they've got some cool stuff. So people check that one out, Pillow Fort. Okay, I think I told you about it the other day. Maybe not, but Pillow Fort.
You were telling me about a certain. You were telling me about a site that you were thinking about getting into, and then you were gonna check it out. So I'm guessing you checked everything out, and it passed your exam.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a
perfect.
Lot better
okay,
at that.
Perfect. Okay, yeah, I'll have
cooking.
To check it out.
Yeah, I'm a lot better at that kind of stuff than I am cooking. So sad, isn't it? But anyway, it's all good. I'm good at eating, though. All right. Anyway.
Hey,
I can
relate to that.
Yeah. My dad used to say, do you live to eat or eat to live? I go, it depends on what we're having, Dad. It's all good.
Right.
Your mom's a good cook. I know your sweetheart is, too. So. And your grandma. So Pillow Fort is something. So check it out. You know, and it's worth the $5 to see it. And Tumblr, Tumblr, I don't know. And Tumblr may be coming back, though. Not as it was just real questionable with all the videos and everything. So check Pillow Fort out, and then the new Tumblr. So I like Pillow Fort, though. Check it out because it's new, and I think anything new like that that's fun, and you could be one of the first ones on there. Who doesn't want to be one of the first ones, right? You know, imagine that. So that's something. But I'd love to look at some of my stuff I said back and go over it, and then you and I could talk about it. Like, I had some stocks that too that were that I knew were going to grow, but I can't think of it off the top of my head right now. And because I'm talking to you, and I need to settle down and keep my brain quiet, right? That's hard to do and meditate, isn't it? It's all good.
Yeah. Well, I'll help you with your stocks, or your if you want to start getting into crypto, I can explain everything. There is a small learning curve because everything's different. But it's simple. It's more simple than people think. You know, once you get past the initiative. Like the initial, like, wow, you know, and then, it's definitely worth it.
I have a question for you. There is something that they were doing, I don't know if they still are, and this is a few months ago, where you can take $25 a week or every couple of weeks and send it into an organization that will invest it for you, $25. What do you feel about stuff like that? Would you do it?
Because
I wouldn't do it. I didn't feel.
No, honestly, I don't like it. I would rather be in control of my money, and that's actually what crypto is more all about. It's more about, like, there's a lot of decentralized exchanges that aren't centralized, like they're not ran by any one person or company. And that's the thing about crypto is, like, and that's why it's actually taking over. They're saying it's going to be the biggest transfer of wealth in history, you know, because basically, the banks charge so much money for, especially like international transfers or like any transfers really, and it takes days to get your money or to send money to somebody. You know, I mean, now they're having like Cash App and different kind of apps that really you can get your money a lot quicker, but they still charge a fee, like PayPal and all that. They charge a fee.
Sure.
With crypto, I mean, you can transfer. I think they did. They tested this one. One of the institutions tested this one. It's called Ripple, and they transferred, I want to say it was like $300 and something million from the U.S. to somewhere in Europe, and it cost them like pennies in transfer costs, and it was there. And I think I think their transaction rate is like 1 to 2 seconds, like if that. It's insane.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually, crypto is based on a technology called blockchain, and the technology is amazing. Basically, it's a unmutable like ledger that basically can never be altered, and all the transactions are put onto, they're basically bundled into blocks, and every block is processed depending on the cryptocurrency, like every couple minutes or every couple seconds or less than a second on some, you know, like that one. So it just depends on what niche the crypto, usually crypto, certain coins will be for certain niches, and
right.
they're made specifically for it, and the utilization of the way that they're made is best for that niche, you know. But basically, so this ledger, it can't be altered and anything like that. And basically what blockchain does is, as those blocks are processed, they're processed on computers that are used for mining, and the mining computers are all across the world. So there can be, you know, 100 computers in China, 100 in the U.S., 100 in Europe, 100 in Africa. They're all over. And so what we have in America, like a lot of the big servers, like Amazon servers, all that stuff, it's all centralized. So technically, if somebody wanted to destroy it, I mean, they were talking about it on a podcast I was listening to. Basically, what would happen is somebody can go to where they have all their servers. They have like mainframes and all that. Like, I think they're somewhere on the East Coast. I want to say, I can't remember the state, but anyways, like if somebody blew that up, there goes all your servers, you know, and all that information is gone, right? If it was attacked,
right,
or something like that, it'd be gone. So blockchain, because it's distributed across millions of computers, really, it can't be destroyed. Like one computer destroys, I mean, all that information's little bits are on every computer, so it's never going to go away, and they can't get rid of it. And really, technically, the government can't control your money, you know. You own your money, you know, and there's not inflation, because there's a limited supply. So like with Bitcoin, there's I think the max supply is 21 million coins, and right now there's like, I want to say 17.5 or 18.5 million out there, and there's like a million that are lost forever because the guy who created it, he went to the grave with his coins. So basically the supply is even lower. But what it does is,
oh, wow,
when there's more demand, when people are trying to buy it, there's not going to be enough to go around. And right now, there's people that are trying to get their hands on millions of coins, you know, institutions and stuff like that. And it's going to be dried up pretty soon. So just owning one,
you
know, a lot of people.
Are you talking about the banks? Because I have a question for you. Are you talking about the banks? Are you talking about financial institutions like the banks trying to get a hold of it now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah,
or
there's banks,
oh,
there's governments getting a hold of it, like Russia, China, a lot of governments are trying to get a hold of it, as much as they can get. And then there's,
because
big,
it's never, it's not being regulated by the federal government, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, didn't
they're actually trying to establish some regulations right now, but they haven't really put anything in stone yet. So I think that's why some of the institutions and stuff are holding off for now, but they did come out with something, I think a month ago, which actually, I think it made the price go up like $1,000 or something. Like just in the last 2 months, I think it's gone up like $4,000 or $5,000 per coin. So if you own one, you would have like an extra, you know, $5,000 in your pocket. Like in December, it was $3,000 per coin. And right now it's like 9,100 or 9,200 per coin, you know, so just since December, you know, so that's the kind of growth that it has. But I think the highest point was, it was a little over 20,000 per coin. So it's still fairly low, you know, and it's still it's a new space, you know. It's not mass adopted yet, and it's something that could be an insane investment. So, yeah, whatever. If anybody has any questions or anything, they can reach out to me or Tari to get a hold of me. But yeah, you
give
know,
us
and if you want
give,
help,
it,
Tari,
give us
yeah,
a
I'll,
way to reach out to you because cool. But
so,
give us a way to reach out to you. So
I'd say,
I don't know anything about this. So he's better.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So yeah, you can anybody can reach out to me on at @StephenJudd_CEO on my Instagram. That's my Instagram, or StephenJuddCEO on Facebook, or just StephenJudd on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, if anybody has any questions or wants to reach out, shoot a message on Messenger or on Instagram, and I'd be more than happy to, you know, let me know that, because I get a ton of messages and stuff like that all day. So if you guys do, just let me know that you listen to Tari's show, and I'll respond as soon as I get the message.
That's cool. Thank you, Stephen. You're amazing and wonderful.
Yeah.
And you and your girl both are. You guys work together. It's nice to see. Thank you for sharing about that, about the cryptocurrency. I want to talk to you about some things, but and we'll talk maybe next week. We can talk a little of what you feel about that and what you think. So, but cryptocurrency right now is not regulated by the federal government. It's one question I want to make sure I ask you. Right?
Yes. As of right now, they basically there is some laws. I don't even know if it's laws, but basically they have sent companies like cease and desist orders, but they were companies that were basically like, give me this much and wait, you know, let me hold your money for this long and then I'll give you back this much, you know, like an X amount or whatever.
Okay.
But just investing into the cryptos, yeah, you can invest into any crypto. You know, there's no laws against that, and they're not going to shut it down. They're kind of what it is they're trying to determine whether they're securities or they're not securities. And since they're considered a currency, their problem has been that they are considered a currency, which means that they're not securities. And so actually the taxing on the profits would be a lot less than the stock market. But the thing is that last I heard was that some of them aren't being used and transacted enough yet to be considered total currency. So they're trying to categorize it, and because it's new and it's totally different than anything they've ever had, I think what they're going to end up doing is probably coming out with a new, it's going to be a new route that they're going to go with how they're going to regulate it. I would assume, but it's kind of like the dollar. Like, they can't tax you on your money, you know. They'd be owing us money because of the inflation.
Yeah, right?
You know? Yeah. I mean, but yeah.
Yeah.
So that's how the law is. But yeah, there's nothing wrong. And there's total, like, legitimate exchanges that are actually – there's one in America, Coinbase, where you can buy – I think they have, like, 10 or 15 different cryptocurrencies on them right now. And you can buy it. They charge transaction fees, like when you're taking the money from your bank account and putting it into the crypto, but they also allow you to take the money from their exchange and cash it out into US dollar and put it back into your account. So like if you say you double your money and you're like, well, I want to take the initial investment out, you can do that through Coinbase. But they do, because they're US ran, they do report you. I mean, everything is reported on your taxes, you know, so you do have to keep track of that. I'm not so good at that. My lady, being an accountant, she's all over my butt.
I know
on
she's.
That. You know, so she's
that's
great.
Cool.
I guess,
love that.
But
yeah,
but I
no,
wanted
I get
to mention that. You know, I mean, you do need to keep everything legitimate, and you know, just because not all of them can be tracked or traced. But basically, yeah, you still want to, you know, you don't want to be in trouble, so. As long as you do everything right, there's no laws saying you can't do it or anything. It's actually a really good route. And there's actually a lot of famous people. And actually, last year, I think it was two or three pro NFL players, they wanted their contract to be paid out in Bitcoin.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that was a publicity stunt, but yeah. Yeah, they wanted it is good, because the thing is it doesn't lose its value over time. Over the last, I believe it came out in 2009. Since then, I mean, it was under a penny per Bitcoin, or it was under a dollar per Bitcoin. And now, you know, it's gone all the way up to 20,000. But as it goes up and down and fluctuates, it's always having higher highs and higher lows. You know, it's always on, it's been on an upward trend since it came out. And that's because of more adoption and people seeing how they can utilize the technology, basically. So it's always been on an uptrend, you know.
I gotcha.
So there's not many other investments like that.
Yeah, I gotcha. Well, we're gonna have to take off, and thank you, Stephen. So next week we'll talk, and he'll be on next Sunday, 3:30 East Coast time, 2:30 Central, and 1:30 Mountain, and of course the Pacific over there where he's at. He will be on at 12:30 Pacific time. All right, everybody. Stephen, thank you. That's amazing. We'll catch up with you later. All right. Bye. Bye. Right. Bye. Bye. Everybody. Bye. Now and later.
Bye.
Bye.